Well, looky here. We're back for another segment of Community Connection on the Mighty 790 KGMI. Is anybody else calling that? Have we branded the Mighty 790? If not, I think I will. I think I'll probably go to the patent office and see if I can get a little something on that. Bill Davis, your host for Community Connection. We're also on KGMI.com, where we have all of our podcasts loaded up. And let's see, 96.5 FM. And excuse me, and I already told you, 790 AM, if you want to listen to the old-fashioned way on the radio. Welcoming back to the show, my good friend Marcia Neal, senior agent, Vibrant USA. You've been there since 2005. They specialize in Medicare and individual health insurance. The main question I have for you today, do you have an old-fashioned AM radio in your car?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I can do AM on my car. Yeah.
And it's stupid of me to ask you, do you listen to the AM? Because obviously, you know, we hear your commercials and you're here on Community Connection. Of course you listen to KGMI and you listen to the AM.
I do. Of course. Yes. And then also, you know, that's where they play the Mariner games and some of those things.
Now, do you ever listen to one of our sister stations, KISM? You know, they play the demon rock and roll.
I do.
The devil's music, you know.
Yeah, when I'm doing housework.
That Foreigner and that Jimi Hendrix, and like I said, that's the devil's music, isn't it? Anyways, good seeing you. How you been?
Oh, I've been great.
Yeah. Okay. Summer's treating you okay so far?
Yeah, of course.
It's zipping by already. It's not fair. Days are shorter now.
They're not shorter. They're not shorter. They're longer. You got more time.
No. As soon as June 22nd, we lose about 5 seconds each day we head towards, you know, the fall.
Oh yeah, I feel it. Sure.
I always make my lovely wife Lisa depressed when I say, okay, days are getting shorter. But then when we turn the corner the other time, and I say, hey, you know, 10 seconds longer today. You know, guess what? Sun's not going down at 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's miserable. Yeah.
Well, now that we've talked enough about the weather and time and the days shorter, what's shaking with you?
Well, you know, it is summertime. Yeah. And most folks are more interested in getting outside and enjoying the nice weather than thinking about their health insurance.
Yeah.
But today I'd like to talk about some of the benefits folks often miss out on because they get too busy. Basically throwing away money, usually because they forget they have these extra benefits.
Well, you know, if they don't have somebody like you pointing that out, we're really not going to know ourselves because it's a big maze to figure out. You know, it seems like. So nobody wants to miss out. So what would those things, you know, those benefits, what would they be that they're missing?
Well, okay. So first, whether you're on Medicare or individual coverage, the summer is a great time to take care of all those preventive services that are covered under your plan, the annual checkups, the mammograms, those types of preventive services. And these are preventive services that are basically covered at zero copay for the client.
Oh, but he asked the question, that's not all. I think I know the answer to this. That's not all that's all the cool things that can be happening, right?
Right, especially if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan. So you could really miss out on a lot of things. So many of these plans offer routine eye exams. Some offer money towards their glasses, routine hearing exams with coverage on their hearing aids if needed. Some plans offer routine acupuncture, even quarterly credits through their mail order pharmacy to purchase products that you buy every day, like vitamins, over-the-counter allergy medicine, that type of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Toothbrushes also,
yep,
maybe
toothbrush,
as well?
I mean, all kinds of stuff. It's crazy. Yeah.
And now those that are on Medicare, they don't get those, obviously they don't get those benefits because, you know, Medicare Advantage provides, like when you and I were talking about, do I need Advantage or do I need Medicare? And you said, well, you know, eye exams and things like that, that's not going to be covered on Medicare, but Medicare Advantage, they are.
Right. The Advantage plans, that's the advantage, is you get these extra benefits that Medicare doesn't normally cover. Yeah.
The supplement plans, the Medigaps, things like that, do they offer any of these benefits?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Usually no. However, there are some supplement plans and most Medicare Advantage plans that include a gym benefit or exercise classes that many of our clients intend to use but never get around to. So during the summer, a lot of the gyms are less busy. So checking out and using gyms can be easier and more comfortable to go to, especially for folks who haven't used gyms before.
Well, let me jump in there with that a thought. The worst time to try to go to the gym and to sign up is in January.
Yes,
because
exactly.
That's when everybody is doing their New Year's resolutions, and you can count on the fact that about 6 weeks later, they'll all be gone.
Exactly. But you have those hardcore ones, those young ones that are in there, and they're really buff, and they're just embarrassing when you go in, and you're like, I don't want to sit next to him and try to do my exercises.
It's vacation season. What's going on there?
Yeah, so vacation season. So most Medicare plans include some kind including supplements, mm-hmm. will cover you in foreign travel. So mm-hmm. whether you're traveling in the States or going abroad, folks should check their travel benefits before leaving town to be sure they understand exactly what their plan will cover for them. And most of them are going to cover urgent and emergency care, either foreignly out of mm-hmm. in another country or here in our country.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Anything else we ought to be aware of?
Yeah, so another benefit is dental insurance. So some of the Medicare Advantage plans include some preventive and comprehensive dental in their plans, and folks forget to take advantage of the coverage. Also, many people, including folks on individual plans, may pay extra to have dental coverage. And year after year, we hear our clients say they didn't get around to going to the dentist. So get those checkups done now, leaving yourself enough time to get the dental work done before the end of the year, maximizing your coverage that you're actually paying for, as the benefits normally don't roll over. Mm-hmm. So they start over in January. So you lose any of those funds that you would have had for this year if you can't get in early enough before the end of the year.
She's Marcia Neal, Senior Agent, Vibrant USA, here on Community Connection. We've been concentrating on Medicare Advantage, but let's talk about Medicare for a minute. Okay. Is this the time for some people to be thinking about, I got to get enrolled, because I know there's the 3-month thing, 65, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. So there are always folks who are turning 65 or finally retiring, and they need to get their Medicare insurance started and start looking at all the, what that entails. Mm-hmm. For those summer birthdays, retirees, they can come to join one of our Medicare webinars that we hold twice monthly in or if they want to, they can talk directly to one of our mm-hmm. licensed agents who can review how Medicare works, go over their plan options in person. Often an in-person visit allows them to cover everything at once and also get those personal questions answered in a private setting.
Well, it's important to a lot of people, and it's in person. That's so nice that COVID's in our rearview mirror
way
now.
Way back, yeah.
So with the webinars, what else do you do during those times?
Okay, well, our webinars cover how Medicare works, the type of plans you can purchase to go with your Medicare, how the Part D prescription drug coverage works, time frames to get enrolled, and all the next steps, like how to get yourself enrolled in Medicare and what do I need to know if I'm still working, those types of questions.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good to know. How do they find out when your webinars are, or to get connected with an agent? He asked, knowing the answer to this question.
Yeah. We list our webinar dates on our website at vibrantusa.com, or they can call our toll-free number at 1-866-733-5111, mm-hmm. and they can get our schedule and RSVP for a webinar, or they can make an appointment to meet with one of our agents.
In person, agent-wise, is that the only way to get the info?
No, of course not. Hmm. So often phone or Zoom appointments are a great way to get initial questions answered and work better with some folks' busy schedules. Mm-hmm. We are happy to work with the client any way they choose, in person, over the phone, virtually like by Zoom or by email.
Well, we're in summertime. Got any events coming up?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked. So Vibrant USA is proud to be the presenting sponsor of this year's Senior Day in the Park, a festival for older adults. That's how they're claiming it.
Yeah.
This really is a fun event full of activities, lunch, entertainment, and more. It is being held at Hovander Homestead Park in Ferndale on Wednesday, August 2nd, and starts at 10 a.m. and runs until 2 p.m. Vibrant USA will be hosting a table, and all of us will be helping out wherever we can. And I would love to see everyone come out and support this great event.
Oh, sure. Marcia, we got about 30 seconds to spend. Can you give me a capsulized version of something I'm seeing in the news? Something about Medicaid, people getting kicked off Medicaid?
Yeah, millions of people across the country are getting kicked off. So when COVID happened, everybody was locked in for 2 years, and the states were not checking their income levels. Mm-hmm. And so that ended. And so now they sent out letters, and people had to go in and update their accounts. Mm-hmm. And if they did not do that, they're being kicked off of the Medicaid program or Apple Health in the state of Washington. Hmm. What people need to do is they need to go back into the Washington Health Plan Finder, update their accounts, and make sure that if their incomes have gone up, they may have to purchase a regular insurance plan on mm-hmm. the market. But based on their income, they may still qualify for some assistance with getting those premiums paid. Hmm. And people can call us if they need assistance getting into their accounts.
Excellent to know, because when I read that article, I went, it's a good thing I'm not on Medicaid, but I wouldn't want to get kicked off. Yeah. Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you come back and unconfuse me some more?
Great. And I'll tell you how the event went in Hovander Park. We're really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Always good seeing you, Marcia.
Good to see you.
Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA. We will continue with Community Connection just a moment on KGMI.
Thanks.